Whether it's for work or play, we rely on home internet so much these days. Being connected and staying connected has never been more important. So if you want reliable internet brought to you at speed, switch to Aussie Broadband. It only takes a few minutes to sign up, and their 100% Australian-based support team are ready to help. Aussie Broadband, the actual Aussie way. Find out more at aussiebroadband.com.au. T's and C's apply.
Clubby Sport.
Yes, welcome back to the minis. How are we, ladies and gentlemen out there? Hope you're well. Hope this comes to you well. Moth, how are you?
I'm very well. Great to be back, actually. I've had a bit of a hiatus, so it's...
What's been happening?
Mate, lots. Very busy. Oh, just heaps. But we'll get into it. Don't do the show before the show.
No, well, we're in the show. Shawnee, how are you, young bull?
I'm well. A little hiatus as well. Yeah. Ironically, which me and Moffa both told we won't miss. So yeah, we're back anyway.
This guy's cracking beers in here.
Yeah, no, on a Monday.
It's a Bobby.
Creamy soda. Hey, Darce, how are you, buddy? Feeling better?
Feeling good, mate.
Happy birthday for Saturday.
Saturday, thank
28.
You.
28.
Big 28.
Getting old. Hits you hard.
Welcome.
Doesn't it, Shawnee? Still feel like I'm 28.
Peak age. Do you reckon you've peaked?
Yes. I'm 15. I peaked. Okay. Yeah. 15. Now, I think...
Most enjoyable year.
I'd like to say what I'm in at the moment has been the most enjoyable, but I'd say there's no other period I'd go back to in my life besides when I was... I think I was 27, 28. No, it must have been... Yeah, 27, 28 living in Sydney. That was just like a awesome time.
Yeah.
All right, Darcy, let's move to Sydney.
Yeah, should we?
Yeah.
So you guys
Sydney,
are same
28.
Age.
Yeah, 28.
I'm a tiny bit older.
Yeah,
you're a bit more mature.
I'm 29
as well.
December.
Oh, okay.
It's crazy. I think you're like 25 all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I can be 25.
Both of you, like,
how do you think I am?
Oh, 31.
it's probably the child thing, right?
Nah.
I reckon we've got
you're
weird.
Really mature, but okay. Yeah.
I reckon we've got weird ages at Clubby, though. Like, I reckon Scott's younger than what he is.
Yeah.
Same as Sam. I reckon you're younger than what you are.
I have the brain of a 4-year-old. But It is funny because we were talking about this a while ago and it was something like Butts and Moff. So Butts like 41, Moff's 23.
Butts is your dad.
Or something like that.
22.
And it's almost like, I don't know if this maths is actually correct or not, but it's almost like when you work here and Max working, you and Max are the same difference between...
I'm going to be Buttsy to Max.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Crazy.
Buttsy's so good to me. So
that's crazy.
Got to pass it down.
Hey, as much as we're having fun today and we're going to have a good episode, we do need to...
Oh, no.
Another kangaroo. Another kangaroo
this
court.
This is what anxiety feels like, I think, for the first time.
Another kangaroo court's popped up. And
Is that what it is, a kangaroo court?
Yeah. It's where we sit around.
Okay.
We discuss what's happened because we are here for the community.
Yeah.
And something happened this morning that... wasn't terrible, but I'd like to get to the bottom of it to see who's...
I can't wait.
What's happening?
Cannot wait to hear about this.
Not to jump in, but I actually feel remorseful for what I did. So I'm not... I don't think...
He's
I'm
on the
doing,
back foot early.
Yeah, I am.
He's already on
I already
the back
am.
Foot.
It's not like a Fred again thing where Moff felt like he was in the right.
Sean, you got to build
Sean,
a case.
I feel like...
You got to build a case.
If I've learned anything, even if you are remorseful, you got to stick it right back up.
Yeah, you got to stick
forget everything I just said.
Because otherwise, he'll run over you and you can't let that happen.
Yeah. So, we're at going down to our favourite cafe today. Love.
Heart
Cafe.
Heart, actually, on that. Heart follows Darcy on Instagram.
Yeah, really? I love Heart. They're great.
They asked where he was the other day.
We're close.
That's really cool.
Best coffee in Richmond.
That's bloody good coffee. It is really good coffee. Hence why we were going down there to grab one.
With Big Mick.
Grab a bean. After we did Footy and Friends and Sean, Moff, myself and Mickey B were Mick Barlow for those playing at home. We're walking down for a coffee. And being the guy I am, I was like, going up there, when there's four of you, four's like the bit where you're like, all right, I'll shout. If there's anything over four, you're like, get it yourself type thing.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll shout you guys a coffee. And like, Moff, what do you want? Goes up. I'm like, Sean, you want a coffee? He goes, yeah. I was like, sweet. What do you want? And then Mick goes, I'm like, Mick, do you want a coffee? He goes, oh, no, I'm getting food. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Anyway, so I fix up the coffees, order them, go to walk outside. Sean hangs around. Mick goes, what are you doing? He goes, I'm eating. Sean goes to then order his lunch after I've just shouted him a coffee.
No.
All right, so... my perspective.
Darcy, can you imagine, like...
Can't be doing that, Sean. No. Can't be doing that.
It was...
we nearly, even Hart, the good people at Hart were like, ooh, what the hell is going on here?
Are you sure?
So you got to understand from my perspective. Let's wind it back.
Yeah.
You all know if I don't eat before 1 p.m., I start to lose a little bit. Yeah. I'm not thinking straight. Mm. My head's fuzzy. I'm feeling a bit nervous about what I'm going to eat. Walk in there, Dil goes, let's get coffees. In my head, I'm thinking like, I'm really hungry. I don't know what's on the menu at Hart.
So you hadn't eaten?
Hadn't eaten.
All day?
At all. It's 1:30 p.m. So all of a sudden, Dil goes, what do you want for a coffee? And I was a bit like, a bit rattled. Like, man, I don't know what I want for a coffee. I don't know what I'm going to eat. So I said, let me get this. And I'm standing there. I go, I don't even know what I'm going to order. I've never ordered food here before. So I see a little chicken sandwich. I go, I think that's me. I'm going to get chicken sandwich. Didn't hear Mick deny the coffee, firstly. I thought Mick said yes. So I thought Dil's been a great man. I know last week I shouted everyone Suvas, and I'm thinking like, yeah, he's going to get me back with a coffee this week. And then all of a sudden,
I don't think I was there for the Suva shout last week.
No, you were. You were the Costa Road. Okay. And and anyway, so I ordered this chicken sandwich. I'm like, man, that sounds pretty good. Walk out to this abrupt laughter, and I've gone, oh, what a...
Oh, no.
And that's where the backflip happens, where I go, oh, no, I've just done that, haven't I? Zeria.
What do we do with this piece of information?
Now, are you sure you hadn't eaten today?
I did have a fucking egg and bacon.
Oh! I have video evidence of the big...
There's video evidence, and... Correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, I've done it twice.
Moff, this morning.
Oh my god! Moff, have you been sitting on this?
I didn't think about that at all. I'm just gonna leave.
He's done the same thing morning, and then backed it up at lunchtime.
Sean,
this is bad.
You can't do that.
So for context, I shouted the coffees this morning.
Like a good young lad.
And I got everyone like, no, I don't actually care about the short.
No, I don't
care about this at all. But Shawnee did the same thing this morning, which I didn't care about. And then when it happened, the Savo and Dil just like ran with it. I was like, okay, wait till we get here.
That's great patience by you. I wasn't there this morning. Yeah. That's very funny. Yeah, Sean, good. That's twice in a day.
I might just leave.
it's tough to come back from.
That's, you know what? Judge you by your actions, not your words.
What does that even mean at this point?
I'm not sure. I just don't even know where to go with that. That's, let us know, guys, what you think. How you can maybe what the... How does he get back to...
Yeah,
where he needs to get to 100%. For that. Doesn't have to be mandatory, just has to be care.
Yeah.
It's just care.
It's quite funny.
So this is very good by you two. Did you have a discussion pre the show? That's very fucking good.
I worded up Darcy.
That is fantastic.
But in the moment, Sean, like, to be honest, I didn't even cross my mind. I couldn't even care.
Now you're digging for me. I appreciate that.
Now you're making it feel even worse. Yeah. But, okay, moving on.
But yeah, I told Darcy beforehand.
That's very funny.
Has anyone ever walked out of a podcast before?
That's very funny. Sean, how was your weekend?
I don't even remember what happened on the weekend. This morning.
That's very funny.
I'm frazzled. Anything that's a test of character, I'm absolutely frazzled.
That is really, really... You two did a great job there. I didn't even know that was happening. When we were coming in today, I was thinking, what's something... I'm asking this to myself as well. What's something that we're trying to get better at the moment in your life? What are you trying to get better at? For Sean's, it could be buying his own coffees or...
This is the thing with this short is now it's stuck with you. It's like a month till you shake it.
Yeah, that's a hard thing.
Need someone else. Fred Again's finished. Now, what's something in all serious? What's something you're trying to get better at? Mine is, I've got the game coming up in like 8 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks, my footy game. And I want to get back fitness. None of you guys came. Will and Zach and I went for a run on the weekend, Saturday morning. I did training last Thursday night at my old footy team, my old school, old Ivano. So much fun. Loved it. So until then, I want to train a minimum once a week at footy, but then have a run and gym as well. So they're my three things.
How are the skills?
Oh,
yours.
Rough. Yeah.
When was the last time you had a run around?
Probably this time last year at that training as well. But like just the quad wasn't as sore as I thought, but there was some, it was really funny because the first one, we did this drill, like doing hands and running out and then hitting up the forward. And the first one, I sort of miskicked it, but it like... lace someone out and like drop punt and everyone was going off. And then the last one was like to finish the drill. And you know, you always want to finish on a high and I've dead set kicked it 50 meters like to the left of where they were. They told me to get out of the drill, but it was good fun. Really enjoyed it. So I'm in the market now as well. I did a TikTok the other day to try and get people to help me pick a pair of boots for this.
So what are you leaning towards? I did see it.
At the moment?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I like the tempos. I didn't like the New Balances.
You didn't like them?
Nah.
Really?
I didn't like them. Well, yeah. New Balance, great company and great shoes, but the colorway probably.
I never wore fluoro ever. And yeah. I don't think I actually could, but I think for me, I'll probably end up just going to the Tiempo. Like, it's such an easy boot to wear.
I was clean. It's especially so clean. That, like,
off-white.
Yeah, bone color. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, off-white. It's boot. Mate, how fucking expensive are boots?
They were never that expensive.
What are footy boots? Nah. Yeah, what do they set you back?
300?
300 minimum. And then there's a Mizuno pair for 380. I was like, Mizuno, surely you, like, can't be. You got that.
I got a man for you and Mizuno, yeah.
Can we try and get me a pair of those?
Yeah, I'll give you a pair. That's the least I can do at this point in time.
Yeah.
Wait, we're doing boots. We're doing boots.
Yeah, no, that'd be good. I'd actually like a pair.
I got you two other shoes coming from Mizuno as well.
We moved on.
Two
new ones. Like, yeah, I'll shout
you. It's okay. So that's mine at the moment. What about you, Dust?
Jeez, I reckon this one's pretty generic. A lot of people have this issue, but after being sick for a week or so, I was on my phone nonstop, and I'm like so sick of it. I hate Instagram. I hate TikTok. I hate it all. I don't want to be on my phone anymore.
I was seeing this yesterday, Das. I was trying to watch the golf, and I actually did not focus on the golf without being on my phone. And then I was like, okay, put my phone away and my laptop away from me. And I was watching one thing, but I was like, I still felt like I needed something else.
We're fucked.
I'm so happy you guys are saying that, because it's fucked. Like, Jazz and I are talking each night now, at least twice a week. We want to get off our phones after 7:30. So as soon as we put Max down, he normally goes to bed about 7. We're like giving ourselves a half an hour to scroll, and then after that, it's from 7:30, like no phone.
It's a good way to do it. Like, actually allow yourself time to do it.
Well, you need
guilt
that
free.
You need that guilt free bit of like, I'm just gonna fucking get binge here for 30 minutes. Alarm goes off, I'm putting it away.
There's actually no better feeling than once you get off the phone. Like when I went camping a couple of weekends ago, 4 days, no reception, and I was with 20 of my mates, so I don't really need to text anyone. Sick. But that 4 days, I didn't touch my phone the whole time. Detox. And it actually just, like, it relaxes you. There's something in not having, like, it's probably adds more stress into your life, especially on a weekend, having your phone on the whole time, because you can't really switch off.
Well, I used to, before this recent phone, my battery used to be terrible on my phone. So I'd sort of be like laying on the couch scrolling. And by the end of the day, like, it would end up running out of battery. And then I was so fucking tired to, like, go and put on charge. I ended up just not charging it. And then, like, I just didn't have the phone. I was like, I really need to run this thing out of battery to like get off it.
Yeah. Don't you feel like a piece of shit if you're sitting there with it charged, like plugged into the charger, you're on it, real, and you're just like, real. Oh,
but even you said this before, like my mum had a go at me the other day. Because I went home to hang out with her and she was like, you're on your phone. And I was like, oh my God. Like you've said that a few times. And I was like, oh shit, actually like put it away.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Good one.
That's mine.
Moff tits.
Me, I think it's probably trying to bring my camcorder out on the weekend wherever I'm going, because I want to start making more like
movies,
not movies, but just like little clips of like what I'm doing on the weekend with my mates, because I feel like it can get lost in, like, especially these times, is like you're doing a lot of fun stuff and like capturing it, and even if it's shit and it goes for 10 seconds, it's still like a little piece of history, I guess. So
that's cool.
Just trying to make little fun stuff with creativity and get better with my videography. So
love that.
It's me.
Very cool.
Yeah, probably less spiritual, but it comes back to running, because like right now I've got a weird foot injury I'm trying to figure out, getting an MRI this week, and that made me think like I don't really like do any mobility stuff with the amount that I train, so I'm trying to like reinvest in that, like have a mobility day, stretch, because I feel like the injury I've got could have been like easily prevented, and like I ran when I was sore and I shouldn't have. And now I haven't run for like 3.5 weeks, and we all have this like marathon looming that's like in the back of my mind, thinking fuck, like, holy scary. Fuck, that's not that far away.
I've been thinking about that.
And I'm not even running. Like I ran for 20 seconds the other day and had to stop. So that's like something that's been like actually stressing me out a little bit.
The marathon stuff is scary.
12 weeks.
It's 11 now. It's under 12. Yeah.
God. Well, in confidence, I did run off an 8-week training block last time. So, and then in saying that, I couldn't run for a year after it, so my body was so sore.
Are you going to try to beat your time?
I'm just going to try and finish.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I'm not too stressed on beating it, and I don't think I'd be able to.
What was your time?
I think 3:50.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3:50.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Any under 4 is a good effort.
Need to get back on the leg weights.
Yeah.
Really? I'm going to start smashing the legs. It's honestly like, I feel so much more important than like running, because there's more to do with. Once you get to that level of running a half marathon, no, like once you get, it's not about fitness, because you're running that slow.
Yeah. Like, I can't wait to like rewatch this in 12 weeks time.
And I have 90 legs. Actually not about fitness. And people are going to be laughing saying that, but it's not, because you're running not at a pace where you're actually getting puffed out. Your body's just so tired. Like it's about conditioning your body, I feel, unless you're running for a time actually to beat a record. If you're just trying to finish it, it's about just having strong legs. And I didn't have that last time. I remember like my back and hips and knees and shit were just like so fucking sore. Like, I remember like running, like crying. Like that's how bad it was, in pain.
Jeez.
It's scary.
It's fucking hard, man. Yeah. It is so hard.
I'm excited.
But we're going to get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get it done.
And we'll hit the pav up afterwards, eh?
Nah.
No, we wouldn't.
Thousands of Aussies trust Aussie Broadband to keep them connected to the world, even when they're on the go. Because as well as reliable home internet, Aussie Broadband also offers flexible mobile plans with super generous data allowances and no lock-in contracts. Their 100% Australian-based support team are ready to help you make the switch. It only takes a few minutes. Aussie Broadband, the actual Aussie way. Search Aussie Broadband Mobile to find out more. T's and C's apply.
Hey, I got a top three.
Yes. Right about.
Top three things to do on a Sunday.
Ooh.
I love my Sundays. I'm going to go first. Number one non-negotiable for me on a Sunday is having a nap before 3 p.m.
Oh, great one.
On the couch. Yeah. Like, on a Sunday, you get up, be good in the morning, you know, go for a coffee, do something around the house, get a couple jobs done, and then have a guilt-free nap on the couch.
Does that affect your sleep at all?
No.
No, good.
No, that's why before 3 p.m. Mm.
How good are naps?
Oh, it's fucking best, mate. I had two naps on the weekend.
Oh,
because on Sunday, I was so tired because we went to the Tongala show and I had to get up early. Max was up. So then when he went down for his first nap, then I went down with him, and then the second one I went down with him too.
That's a good one. My number one is coffee in the paper.
Wow, you're 28.
Sophisticated.
I don't care what age you are.
I realize that was my dad in here.
Oh,
Mr. Good one, boys. Self-made or bought coffee?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Do you get the paper delivered to the house?
No. So usually bought at a cafe.
Yeah.
Do the Sudoku or something.
What do you go to? So when you open the paper, do you open the front or the back? Do you go to the sport first and then?
Sport first. Yeah. I'm not. Yeah. I don't do this every weekend. Just ideal Sunday. That'd be how you start it.
Yeah. I like when opening the paper to, you sort of look at the back page, but I always sort of start at the front because I love the crime section. So I just go look for like biking news. And then if there's nothing in there about like anything like that, I just then go to the, and then just go.
Do you read anything? Because I just really. Like just look at the headlines and then I'm like,
the pictures.
Oh, yeah, cool.
I couldn't tell you the last time I opened a paper, honestly.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is.
Mine is breakfast with the boys on a Sunday.
Because
there's always something to debrief from a Saturday night. There's a group of us that will go regularly on a Sunday.
Gator.
It's always Gator.
Gator's always doing shit. Yeah. He's always doing shit.
He's always up to something. He always comes with
he's
something
good. He's a cheeky
fuck.
He's so good to us.
Jump.
Yeah, he's it was his birthday on the weekend, actually.
Happy HBD Gates.
Happy birthday, Gator.
No. Happy birthday, Gator. That's Zane for anyone out there.
No, Zane Cordy, is it?
Nah, different Zane.
Oh, okay.
It's another Zane. But yeah, breakfast with the boys.
And you shout the boys?
Nah. But I normally, they get me a coffee and then I'll get the...
Yes, Mom. Yes.
I'll let you have that one, Mom.
You don't get to decide.
Yeah, it's not your call, Sean.
Is the worst.
Yeah.
Go, Sean. Do you want to jump in? I'm going to say not being hungover is number one.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of it.
We're not hungover anymore.
I was a little bit hungover yesterday and I just thought, was that needed? I don't really know.
I actually missed what you said. What did you say?
Not being hungover.
Not being hungover. Being hungover. Yeah,
No.
Good one. My second one is... And I'm not going to pretend I do this every Sunday, but I do feel unbelievable when you do this, is a Sunday clean.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Reset.
Sunday reset. Just get the house clean, get the bedroom clean, put all the clothes in the dirty basket, try and get the washing done, change, you know, make the bed, just do all those like things that you just go... I love putting like a candle on at the moment. Mm. Open the windows. What's
preferred brand?
I don't know what scent it is at the moment.
Big candle.
She gets the house remortgaged on sort of new candles and stuff like that.
Not cheap, the old candles
and pillows.
Mm. Yeah, candles and pillows. But open up all the windows, get some fresh air in, do all that stuff. My Sunday consists of like breaking up boxes and putting them in the recycle bin as well. So, yeah.
That's beautiful. Second one for me, which I reckon
you'll get around is getting out to the local park, shooting some hoops.
Warming up for something, Dust.
Yeah, I'm making a comeback. I'm playing with Moff tonight.
Yeah, DP's back.
What's the team name?
The Space Fires.
Space Fires?
No, the Beijing Space Fires. It's a bit of a list clogger's
gag.
Yeah,
it's a list clogger's gag. But, rest in peace.
Yeah.
I miss that show.
Yeah, great show. But Darcy's playing the winter season with us, so it's his first game.
Where's the court?
It's Nunawading, so out east. Yeah, we have
maybe
to get
you
boys
come
to
for a game up. 1 week.
Yeah,
I nearly ruined his basketball team. Yeah, I did break some guy's ankles, but I think he just fell over. All right, basketball, Moth.
I had a long run for a Sunday.
Oh, fuck, that's a good one. I actually like my run more on a Saturday morning.
Same.
Yeah, I was meant to go Saturday morning, but I carried on Friday night. So
it was Gator's birthday. So.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah, didn't even see Gator because he was busy. But
Gator don't play no shit.
A couple of love interests. So. Not one, to be fair. But
Gator, fucking hell.
Yeah. Anyway,
Shawnee,
bit of golf. Love Sunday golf, especially leaning on the edge of not being hungover either. Oh, yeah. Just feels the day out. I love it.
Sunday. This contradicts the weekend because you can't really do two on mine. So like one is you get up early, have a nap, do your Sunday clean. But if you're not doing that, it's like first tee off on a Sunday morning.
Oh yeah.
Like 7:30 tee off.
You play, a nap after that? Amazing nap. And then you Post-golf nap is one of the best naps.
Yeah. You play, go upstairs, have some food, maybe two pots, go home and you just all fucking fall asleep. Like it is the best thing ever. But then you're not cleaning after that though. So it's sort of hard.
Mm.
There you have it. Was that it? That's all three? Top three?
That was two.
Oh, mine was golf. My last one was golf as well.
Oh, okay. Mine was cleaning as well, so.
Okay.
My last one is a Sunday cook-up in the morning. Big brekkie.
Meal prep. Ooh.
Nah, not meal prep. Okay. Overrated. But just a big brekkie cook-up.
Bakey eggs.
Yeah, the lot.
Do you get a bit of mushrooms?
Mushroom, tomato, avo. Halloumi.
Halloumi.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sort of scarred from the Sunday morning cook-ups because when I was living in Sydney with my mate, Jake, he was living with us at the time. He was just the worst cook ever. And he'd like go out in the mornings and he'd like get a big baguette, like a white bread baguette. He'd get chorizo, bacon and cheese. And he'd just put no olive oil on the pan and just chuck the chorizo and bacon on and it'd just smoke the fuck out of the house. And like I'd wake up and I could just smell chorizo and bacon. And it was just like the worst way to wake up on a Sunday.
Yeah,
like he'd cook the pan. I don't know how he did it. It was fucked. Anywho, that's that. Moving on. I know everyone's busy. We don't want to waste everyone's time here. Hopefully we're not.
While you get that up, Sean, did you have a last one?
Oh, yeah, just to jump in.
Oh. Sorry, I thought you finished.
No, that's right. Just catch up with my mum on a Sunday. Check in. So you know.
Family time.
Family time.
Did you get coffee with her?
Let's shoot the shit late in the day.
She doesn't buy you a coffee. Or
No, we don't. We make them.
Hey, to finish up, I don't know if I've officially said this. I know it's been posted and stuff on social media, but in like, 6-7 weeks, I'm playing in the Carlton Draft game. So that's actually happening. I can't believe that's actually happening. For those who don't know what it is, Carlton Draft pick like 6-7 sort of like past players and myself that are part of it. So like Trent Cotchin, Matthew Lloyd, Lee Montagna, Isaac Smith, and I think that's it. Maybe a couple more. But we're going to get drafted to a team in the country. We're going to play a game. So all you guys are coming up.
Some big names.
Cool. I'll be there. There is, I don't know how I got in there. All I want is to not play. I don't want to get picked last in the draft. So I'm nervous about that.
But is it a live draft at the game? How does it work?
No. So the draft is in like a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And then there's like another month to get ready to go and play. So that's hence why I'm training at the moment.
What do you reckon the order would be? Like if you had to pick a mock draft.
I'd pick myself number one.
Really?
Yeah.
Just like purely on
hunger.
Like I said this to Cochin and Isaac Smith, but like if I had like Dustin Martin, Patrick Dangerfield, Joel Selwood as a teammates, I probably wouldn't want a few flags as well. So like it's not that hard.
Yeah. You say Matthew Lloyd?
Matthew Lloyd.
That's like when I was a kid, not being a footy nuffy, Matty Love is like one of my favourites. I saw James Heard was in the gym the other day too.
Yeah, he was in the
Just that's ripping solid. Curls.
We love that.
Yeah.
Getting ready for that will be good.
Because last year, Kane Corns had a bit of a...
Kane Corns had two touches.
So is that like the bar? Like
I just need to get three.
Three and then
three touches and I'm happy.
You can do that.
What is the league? Like what's the standard? Is it Divi 1?
I think... all the teams... I don't know. But all the... I think there a lot of them are lower leagues. All the teams have been through some form of hardship, whether they haven't won a game in 5 years or maybe they've been affected by you know, the fires or something like that, that they're trying to. So it's for a really good cause.
Yeah.
So I don't think my team getting me will be too much help for them, but you know, we will provide a good show, and we will have fun and have some beers afterwards. That's for sure. So I'm really looking forward to that, which will be sick. So make sure you stay tuned. I'd love to get as many people out there as possible to the game.
What date is it again?
It's don't know the date yet.
Okay.
Don't know the date yet, but it's in the next. It'll be late May, early August. Late May, early June.
I'm actually really keen to see how you go. Because I haven't really seen you play footy besides...
Yeah, I could show you some highlights.
No, I could send the highlights, but besides the highlights.
Well, we'll see. It'll be exciting. And then after that, we've got the marathon, obviously, too. To finish up, anyone watching anything at the moment or listening to anything?
I've nearly finished The Gentleman.
Have you seen that movie? Very good.
I haven't seen the movie.
The movie's unbelievable.
Yeah, I've heard it.
It is a good movie, but very good series, too. We talked about this the other day.
Yeah, elite. Would recommend that. Moffa?
Nah. Okay. I'm in the hunt for something, so... To be like brutally honest.
Otherwise, listening to J. Cole's new album for any J. Cole fans is very good.
You love your hip hop.
I'm a big hip hop guy. Right now, there's beef between them
rap?
All.
Yeah, what's going on?
J. Cole's beefing with Kendrick. Drake just dropped a Kendrick beef track as well. So all the big top three, so they're called.
They all hate Kendrick.
Yeah, because he had a lyric saying like "F the top three, it's only me." So then they all took that as like an indirect way of saying like, you know, Drake went at him. J. Cole. It's a good time in rap.
Diss tracks.
A lot of diss tracks.
What do you got? For me, I've been watching the show on Netflix about Anonymous. Have you seen that?
No.
You know the online like chat rooms that turned into like Anonymous as we know today. You know the Anonymous, they do all like cyber like hacking and they are like what would you say? They're like anti-establishment.
Like vigilantes.
Vigilante, that's the word I'm looking for. Netflix is just loading here so I can get the name up, but it's actually sick. It talks about how online forums started and people were anonymous on them, and then there was a website that half of them started like really trolling and doing like bad things, and then the other half wanted to do like the more meme and funny things. So it's like the birth of like chat rooms. And then I haven't finished it yet, but then it goes into like how Anonymous was actually made and stuff like that too, which is it's fucking fascinating because like it's had such a big impact on the world. And you see how much like internet, you just obviously the internet and everything has crazily changed everything, like podcasting even, like what the fuck even is this? But it's really interesting, like really, really interesting. So yeah, I'd check it out. It is called The Anti-Social Network Memes to Mayhem. Check that out. It's on Netflix. So there you have it, gents. Good to chat to you guys.
It was great. Great to be back.
Really fun time. I'm going to go check my car and go for a walk.
Play in the traffic.
A few trust falls.
It's been fun, guys.
See you, Sean.
Oh, love you, Sean.
Love you, mate. Sean. Thanks for listening to another Clubby Sports podcast. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at Dylan Friends, on TikTok at Dylan Friends. And if you want to send something in for the show or chat to us on the minis, any bit of feedback, please email me at mailbag@dylanfriends.com. We'll chat to you soon, IllyXX. Thank you so much.